Hello! From CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 27th. After the deadly bridge collapse in Baltimore, federal officials are trying to piece together a timeline of how it happened. We know from authorities that the ship blacked out right before the crash, but NTSB investigators are analyzing a black box data recorder from the container ship to find out why. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore says there's still a lot of unanswered questions.
What made them lose the ability to be able to steer the ship? Do we have the right infrastructure that's in place to be able to protect the people of our state? So I think there needs to be a full reckoning, a full accountability.
Authorities announced Tuesday that efforts had shifted from a search and rescue to a recovery operation. Moore says divers are now back in the treacherous waters, searching for the bodies of the six construction workers who were on the bridge when it collapsed. Hamas and Israel talks over a hostage deal and a ceasefire in Gaza are stuck, but not over, according to three people familiar with the negotiations. But today, the State Department did push back on the idea that negotiations are at an impasse. CIA Director Bill Burns put forward a proposal last week, but Hamas did not accept it, according to sources. A senior Hamas official said Israel did not agree to any of its requests related to, quote, a complete ceasefire, the withdrawal of all forces from the Gaza Strip, even in stages, and the return of all displaced people to their homes. The lack of a ceasefire could accelerate Israel's plans to launch a ground offensive into Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians have taken refuge. U.S. officials discussed Rafah with Israel's defense minister in D.C. this week, where they said Israel needs to find an alternative option to a major Rafah assault, which would endanger civilians and exacerbate the suffering there. But the two sides did not reach an agreement, though they did agree to continue discussions. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. members of Congress that Israel, quote, had no choice but to move into Rafah as the country's very existence is on the line. After years of drama, Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have agreed to a settlement to end their legal dispute. The feud between Disney and DeSantis started back in March 2022, when the company's CEO at the time publicly opposed a controversial Florida law. Critics labeled it "Don't Say Gay" because it restricts teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity in the classroom. Shortly after, Florida terminated the company's special privileges in the state and appointed a new board for the special district that Disney's flagship theme park is located in. The board essentially threatened to make the company's life harder on the tax and development front. The settlement means both parties agreed to drop the various statewide lawsuits they filed against one another, agreeing to resolve their differences outside of the courtroom, with neither having to admit any fault or liability. And Disney says it intends to negotiate a new deal with the state for the special district. DeSantis welcomes the agreement, too.
We have an interest as a state in moving forward to make this region very strong. This oversight, tourism oversight board and that district is a big part of that.
President Joe Biden is getting a little help on the campaign trail from an old friend, Barack Obama. The former president spent several hours in the White House last Friday. CNN's MJ Lee is at the White House with more on Obama's efforts.
We know that the former president has told associates in recent months that he does believe that the Joe Biden and Donald Trump rematch is going to be extremely close and that he sees the 2024 election as being an all hands on deck moment.
Coming up, we'll tell you about what's happening with rapper Diddy. The rapper Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, was briefly stopped by law enforcement on Monday, but then released. He was heading out of Miami for a pre-planned spring break trip with his daughters, according to a source close to the rapper. That's the day when authorities searched Diddy's Miami and Los Angeles homes, because he's a target of a federal investigation. A law enforcement source says the searches were related to an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. And a separate law enforcement source says the investigation stems from some of the five sexual misconduct cases against Diddy, allegations the star has repeatedly denied. And that's a wrap. We'll be back with more news at 6 p.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.